Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Turkish media are reporting three of 13 suspects in custody in connection with Tuesday's suicide bombings at an Istanbul airport are foreign. The foreigners are said to be from Russia, Uzbekistan, and Kyrgyzstan. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said Wednesday the investigation is ongoing, but evidence points to the Islamic State in that attack that killed 42 people and wounded 239 others. The director of the U.S. CIA, John Brennan, says the Istanbul attack has the hallmarks of the Islamic State and warns the terror group may try the same thing in the U.S.
I would be surprised that ISIL is not considering carrying out these attacks in the near abroad as well as the far abroad. And the United States, as we well know, is leading the coalition to try to destroy as much of this poison inside of Syria and Iraq as possible. So it would be surprising to me that ISIL is not trying to hit us, both in the region as well as in our homeland.
In addition to 13 Istanbul arrests, a state-run news agency reports 9 other people arrested in a western coastal city accused of supporting the group's finances, recruiting, and logistics. Who will lead the UK's exit from the European Union? Not Conservative favourite Brexit proponent Boris Johnson. Johnson, the former mayor of London, today held a news conference.
Having consulted colleagues, and in view of the circumstances in Parliament, I have concluded that person cannot be me.
The former mayor of London had strongly campaigned for the Leave referendum and was expected by many to run for prime minister as Britain severs its ties with the 28-nation European Union bloc. Prime Minister David Cameron announced his resignation after Britain voted to leave last week and said he would not participate in the negotiation.